Well, Julian's busting out all over, and it's nearly out of wind right now. Okay, almost. We will tell you more about it as we get the beacon underway for this Saturday morning.
Goes. It's freaking me out.
You know what? The weeks go by so damn fast.
It's so, I think about things that happened 4 days ago, and I'm like, how is all of...
Where did they lose time?
What is good and holy did that happen 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Like, I just, let alone a year ago or two, I don't know.
Well, you know, God bless my mother. I really say this, and I mean it in the dearest term. God bless her, because she, talks about things that happened, and I said, Mom, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
I blame it on the dementia, but that happens to me all the time, too.
Right. Like, well, nothing says you can't have dementia.
I might have dementia. It's entirely possible.
That's true.
But my point is your mother is right on target with that loss of time. I mean, I had a friend who, I went to a concert with her 6 years ago, and she just brought it up the other day, and I'm like... What?
6 years ago?
I would have put that at like 2 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was pre-Chris. That was pre-TJ.
Everything.
I don't know. No. It's just not acceptable. I don't accept that at all. So, yeah, I get it.
It's unbelievable. Well, I got to tell you about what's going to be in our first segment.
Okay.
It's my friend Jerry Zivick.
Yes.
And who, you know, was an advertiser on our program. We became very close friends after that.
Thanks, did.
He got hooked up with a veteran down in Florida, down on the west coast of Florida. And they are trying to get this blue water. I'm not going to do it justice, so I won't even attempt to do it. But it's blue water Navy guys. And who these guys are the guys that used to crawl around the airplanes after they dropped Agent Orange.
Oh, my gosh.
They used to crawl around the bombs and the aircraft and the, you know, and the helicopters and all the rest of this stuff. Well, the Air Force took care of their guys.
Right.
Because there's, for some reason, somebody wrote in that unless you have boots on the ground, you don't qualify.
What?
For this one specific type of care that the VA is supposed to provide. And there is this congressman, I think his name is Miller, in Florida, who heads up this appropriations committee for the military. He's holding this bill up.
Why?
That's a good question.
I mean, why? These people deserve.
They
deserve
it.
You know, I mean, it should be their right to have care.
You would think.
Oh, my God.
They went in with the good intentions of believing what these
Absolutely.
Military officers and everything were telling them.
Absolutely.
And then now they're going to be denied this? Well, that's all they need to do is to get it past this guy out of committee and onto the floor of the House, and it would pass.
Right.
Because the congressmen are all for it.
Right.
The Senate already is for it. So all they have to do is get it out. Well, Jerry, I'll tell you more.
Okay.
It's kind of a disgusting story.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like it.
It's that we can treat people who did their service to the country the way
I think
did.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
When I see homeless people on the corner saying a homeless vet, it's like, why? Why are they in a position? They gave everything. And I'm not pro-war. I am not like some Confederate, like, you know, go America.
Right.
But these people sacrificed their lives. And they put down more than any of us.
So you could stand on the corner and say that.
Right.
That's the whole
point. And they have to beg for money just to survive.
Absolutely. And then on the show.
Yes.
Is who?
Oh, Sandy's, sorry. I'm really like, in my head is just...
I know, spinning really, with all
this
stuff.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Okay, Sandy's View, she's going to be here talking about the CP Foundation, Just Say Hi.
Yep, that's an interesting one, too. Now, I told you last week about Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra was given the opportunity at the dinner to come up on the dais and talk about things that she's done in her life and how the Lighthouse has helped her since she was a little kid.
Aww.
Since she was, you know, even the 1-3 program.
Right. Oh.
And then she you got into helping out with the auction and everything else, and it went very, very well. Sandra Borello has got to be one of the most talented, intelligent, and nicest people.
Yeah.
Persons worked. That who I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
She's an extremely bright young lady.
That's quite a tribute to her.
She's absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
But,
we're honored to have her as part of our little posse over here.
Our program here. Yeah, yeah, that's right. We're very fortunate to have her as part of our show. And the wonderful thing about it is she becomes full-time.
Really?
After the 1st of July, she becomes full-time.
Really? What's her role going to be?
We didn't get into that, you know, to discuss it, but she's, I think I do an interview with her. I'm going to.
Oh.
About when she becomes full-time and talk about
that. So she's an intern now, correct?
Right,
and
exactly.
That is such a great story.
So,
that's congratulations to you, Sandy.
She's terrific. And then, like you said, she's got a great story here about, she writes Sandy's View, and it's in the newsletter. And it goes out around the world. She's got over, I think she was saying 15, it was 15 something. Either, I don't think it was 100. I think it was 15,000 readers.
Wow, good for her.
Around the world that read her columns.
That's phenomenal.
And you know what? The irony is she was a journalism major at University of Illinois, so she's putting her talents to work.
Perfect.
So
perfect. She sounds like she has found the perfect path for herself.
I think she has, and we should let her go and do her thing.
Yes, definitely.
Every day, PACE is helping more and more people with disabilities take control of their day.
My friends change plans a lot, which was tough because my rides had to be booked a day before. One day, I figured out how easy it was to put my wheelchair onto regular PACE buses. Since then, I haven't missed out on any pickup games. Yesterday, I had 10 rebounds.
Freedom means being able to go wherever I want, when I want. Before, things like missing an ingredient for a recipe or other unexpected errands were a real pain to figure out. Once I learned my service dog Nola was welcome aboard Pace Fix routes, we've been riding ever since.
Hi, I'm Bridget Brown. If you're anything like me, it drives you nuts when you feel like you're missing out on things. Now I make plans in the middle of the day without even thinking twice about it, thanks to the Pace Bus.
When you're ready to take control of your day, visit PaceBus.com or call 847-364-PACE. Pace, connecting communities.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. If your question is, how can someone who is blind enjoy the latest magazine writing and not have to pay a penny? Then the answer is Choice Magazine Listening. Every other month, we'll send you hours of stimulating, unabridged articles, short stories, and poetry from writers such as Russell Baker, Derek Walcott, Joyce Carol Oates, Bill Moyers, and Margaret Atwood. These free special speed cassettes are sent to anyone unable to read because of physical limitations. If you're interested, write today to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the necessary free Library of Congress talking book player. So write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Or call 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. Thank you.
Our friend Jerry Zivick is on the line with us now. It's raining like cats and dogs down in Florida. And he decided to stay indoors today so we could talk about a very important project and a subject that I think would be of interest to the veterans in the Chicago area who had served during the Vietnam War. Yes, and Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You have a friend with us. I'll let you do the introduction.
I have a a bronze medal winning Navy veteran, Ron Babcock.
Okay.
Hey, Ron, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
By way of introduction, Ron served in the Vietnam War. He was an ammo loader on the USS Ticonderoga.
Mm-hmm.
And as an ammunition loader, he was climbing over, under, around, and through aircraft that had flown close air support to combat troops in the Vietnam War, along with those aircraft that had flown close air support to the combat troops. There were also helicopters landing on the Ticonderoga that had rescued downed pilots off the Vietnamese soil.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm talking a lot about contact with the Vietnamese soil is because that's the crux of Ron's problem. Ron has many disability problems. He has 9, I think, presumptive Agent Orange conditions, and the Veterans Administration is not paying his claim. He's not alone being denied Agent Orange benefits. The Veterans Administration has created a class of veterans called Blue Water Navy veterans. These are veterans that never set foot on Vietnamese soil. So because they never set foot on Vietnamese soil, they're saying that it's impossible for you to contact Agent Orange.
Well, there wouldn't there be some residual material or dust from Agent Orange that was dropped by...
Do you want to describe how those planes were when they landed?
When the planes landed aboard our aircraft carrier, the USS Ticonderoga, my crew and I would climb all over the planes, helping to load bombs, ammo, and missiles.
Sure.
We had to climb through the dust. Of course, we didn't know what it was back then. It's come to be known that in all likelihood, we drank it, we ate it, and we have the same diseases as our fellow veterans that served in the Marines and the Army that had boots on the ground. That same diseases.
Ron, could you tell us what some of those diseases are?
Well, I'll give you an example. One of the presumptive diseases that the VA will recognize for people that served on the ground are diabetes type 2, a variety of different cancers, including bladder cancer, lymphatic cancers, if I pronounce that properly,
right.
Hodgkin's disease, non-Hodgkin's, heart disease, and on and on.
Wow. So, and what did the VA tell you when you went back for some help, medical help? Because after service in the military and in the Navy, you would be qualified for VA benefits.
Well, luckily, I came home in late 1966 from the Vietnam theater and was immediately thrown into Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego for a period of 5 months while the Navy tried to figure out as best they could what was wrong with all the garbage on my hands. I had what was it called, Jerry? I can never.
I'm so sorry, dermatitis.
Yeah, it was a dermatitis skin disorder that was just horrible.
Really?
Not only on my hands, but climbing up my wrists. And because of that, they wanted to give me a medical discharge. And I thought, wait a minute. You've held me past my time of enlistment, and I will not accept a medical discharge. So I contacted from my home state a U.S. senator, and he overnight was able to get the Navy to roll over and decide to go ahead and give me what I had earned, which was an honorable discharge.
Sure.
As soon as I got out of the Navy, it went and reported to the VA in my hometown of Portland, Oregon. The VA decided to give me a 10% permanent disability, which qualifies me for service-connected medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So all my medical care, thank goodness, has been taken care of.
The treatment that you get from the VA, is it adequate enough to allow you to be able to go on and work and to function in day-to-day life?
During the first few years, I would have to say no.
No. Okay.
After that, yes. I basically had to take charge of my own health care, and there were a few VA doctors that just were not up to par, and I said, I want a different doctor, and I want him now.
Sure.
And so I did a lot of screaming and jumping up and down and yelling, and they evidently came my way.
Right.
It's tough. I mean, I've been waiting for over a year to see my new primary care doctor at a VA outpatient clinic here in Florida.
Right.
And so that I can see a heart specialist for my triple bypass that I had back in 1996.
Not to interrupt, you have that ischemic heart disease. Isn't that a presumptive Agent Orange condition?
Yes.
Right.
Just so the audience would understand, Ron, if the VA would award you a disability for Agent Orange, what else would be available to you that's not available now?
Some monthly cash allowance.
Okay.
As far as retirement, it would help.
So it's basically it's a cash amount.
Yes.
Would you qualify then for Social Security disability benefits as well? Well, no, you're probably past that.
If I was young enough.
Yeah, I was going to say you're probably.
We're talking 50 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, please, I'm a member of that generation. All of a sudden, it dawned on me. You know.
Yeah. Well, I was 9 years old when I went in. I lied.
I understand. Yeah, you were just tall for your age. That's
yeah, exactly
all.
Right.
That was all. Were you able to function normally though, as life went on after your discharge and that? Were you able to find a profession that you could work in and allow you to make at least some sort of gainful employment?
Yes, a few years afterward. Yes.
Okay. Now, from what I understand, Jerry and I were talking before we sat down for the interview, and he was saying that you do some voiceover work and commercial work and that sort of thing, and you had a radio program in the Tampa Bay market down there. If you're going to talk military, Florida is the perfect place to talk it because of the amount of installations that are there for the Air Force, for the Navy. I forget the name of the air base right there in Tampa.
McDill? They're closed today.
They're closed today?
Yes.
Because of weather, do they really close the Air Force base?
Yep.
Would they completely close it?
No, they have a skeleton crew on board.
Well,
what happens if we're attacked now?
we're screwed.
What was the reason behind that?
Nasty weather.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, because of the storm going through today.
Yes.
All right. Otherwise, it's a full installation yet.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm curious about. What kind of response did you get? Did you hear from other veterans when you were doing the show?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Yes. Of course, you got to remember, the show I did was tied to the mortgage industry that I was in.
Right.
There was a show called The Mortgage Hour every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. For almost 5 years.
Sure. What station were you on down there?
I was on WWBA 40 a.m. News Talk.
Gotcha.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I lived down in Brandon for a while.
Ah, very good.
You know, so I'm
that's
quite
close.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with the area down there and everything else. What resolve are you looking to get now, and what can you do to try and improve the situation that you find yourself in?
Well, I'm not totally concerned about just myself, to be real honest with you. I'm concerned about the thousands and thousands of other Blue Water Navy veterans that are dying from these diseases. And have no medical care and no compensation that they fully deserve.
Right.
So I'm hoping that the United States Senate and the U.S. Congress, as a total, including the House, will eventually, without delay, let's hope, push the two bills that are sitting there waiting to be voted upon.
So, Ron, tell Bill exactly your understanding of the status of the House, with the bill that's pending. With the House representative.
Well, there's a House bill that's been sitting there for over a year called H.R. 969, I believe. It's the Vietnam Blue Water Veterans Act.
Okay.
And it's to give us full benefits, just like our counterparts that serve with boots on the ground. From what I understand, a Florida congressman who is by the name of Jeff Miller has been sitting on that bill and will not bring it up for a vote because he's the chairman.
Okay.
So we're trying to push to get him and some of the other, from what I understand, as an end result, over two-thirds of the U.S. House is ready to vote with thumbs up.
I think there's over 300 congressmen or women that have signed up as sponsors.
Yes,
of
co-sponsors,
bill.
Correct.
Yet it's sitting there going nowhere.
Yes.
Why, Bill?
That's Michael. I was just going to ask you that too. It's House Bill 9. Give me the number. Give me the number again.
969.
What is it?
969.
Okay, great. because we have some congressmen that are very close and attached here too at the Chicago Lighthouse, and maybe we can get them to do a little pushing too.
Can't hurt. Can't hurt. Actually, too, Bill, if the congressmen want to know more, they could actually reach out to me, and I can put them in contact with Ron. There's actually a national organization for Blue Water Navy Vets. I can put them in contact with that group, too. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Ron was telling me that he read an article in the Omaha Herald about. You want to share what you read?
Certainly. Apparently, they're doing research, and it's pretty substantial research, showing that children and even grandchildren of Vietnam veterans that came in contact with Agent Orange are being born with all kinds of deformities and other issues health-wise.
Wow.
Yes.
But there's more. Who is getting paid Agent Orange?
The United States is giving millions and millions of dollars to Vietnamese citizens that are suffering over in Vietnam, suffering from Agent Orange illnesses.
Right. But you as being there and acting on behalf of our government when we were in support of what was going on over there, can't get the benefits that you need to begin with.
What it boils down to, as far as what I'm concerned, to be real honest, is our country made a promise to veterans that went overseas to fight in wars. They made a promise, and they have not kept that promise.
I think what the best thing we could do here, too, is when this program is airing, we can try to influence enough people to go to their congressman in the House and see if they can push this along a little bit. Because, I mean, the one or two congressmen that we're very close to here are good. But
that
it would be better if we could get more of them in the coverage area of what this radio station has to be able to get this bill moved along. Why is Miller holding it up?
You know, I wish I knew. I sent him two different emails over the last 2 weeks, and he has not responded, which doesn't surprise me.
Right. Into a spam filter.
Probably.
Yeah, right.
I asked him, I said, why do you despise us so, sir?
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he didn't reply.
What?
You know, it's madder than a hornet.
But every politician who runs for office, stands up on a podium, beats his or her chest and say, our veterans deserve the very best.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But when it comes to doing it, they can't even bring this to a vote. I mean, no vote, not bringing it to a vote is just like saying no.
Well, this is such a spaghetti bowl when it comes to being an election year this year that I don't want to even get started in that arena. But the point is this. I think everybody is so frightened of their jobs and so frightened of being able to retain the office that they have, they don't want to act on anything that would be controversial. But I don't understand how anything could be controversial about what you're looking for with the benefits that you're entitled to, having served in the military.
What they're waiting for is for us all to die, and that's happening.
Oh, I'm sure. Let me ask you, how does this affect you? Because we talk about the boots on the ground philosophy. How does this affect the helicopter pilots who didn't actually theoretically have their feet on the ground when this was being dispensed?
They're covered.
They're covered. Does the Air Force or...
The Air Force last year decided to cover all Air Force personnel that were associated with flying or servicing the C-123 planes that dropped the defoliant known as Agent Orange.
Sure.
After all these years.
Wow.
So we're getting closer. The difficulty that a lot of us Blue Water vets are concerned about is how many of us are still going to be alive when they finally say yes.
Yeah, well, that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
what, I refuse to die.
Well, I wouldn't until you get to see this thing through. Well, I wish you the best of luck. If there's anything else we could do, contact Jerry. Let Jerry know, and then he and I are in contact all the time.
Thank you very much.
Because I think this is a very legitimate, very solid, and a very important benefit that you guys who, you know, were, like you said, crawling around all those airplanes and bombs and everything else, you have an entitlement to, because again, it goes back to what you were saying about getting up on the pulpit over there and saying, we want our veterans to, I'm still hearing that till today.
Yes.
By candidates that are running, and you know, do they mean it to get elected? Yeah. As far as actually going through on it, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because you
appreciate your help.
As your group, you don't have the lobbying money that they do.
No, we don't.
You know, and that's the sad part about it. Ron Babbitt is with us. Jerry Zivick is with us. Jerry and I are going to visit again, you know, as we get closer to the election, to talk a little bit about Social Security benefits. And hopefully by the time that we do talk about that, we'll have an idea of who the candidates are going to be at the, you know, at the top end of the ballot, and go from there. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get some results for you guys with this plan,
Bill,
moving through Congress.
I'm hoping to have Hillary's private email that we can send to her server. And we're going to invest our Social Security funds in Trump buildings, so it'll all be good.
Well, that'll be good. But don't forget, you got to remember old Bernie in there too, you know, so... That's another situation.
I'm going to say it. I don't care if it's anyway. So you know, you've heard about the G7, the economic group, Bill.
Right.
So Bernie heard him talking about he heard the word G7, and he yelled out bingo.
On that note, Jerry, I'll talk to you soon. Tell Judy I said hi. Listen, get the boat out, because you may need it. You know, this may be another arc kind of situation. And Ron, thanks so much.
Ron has already hung up.
All right, I was going to say we'll be able to keep note on the progress being made.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Jerry. That's Jerry Zivick and Ron Babbitt, fighting for the Blue Water vets who are entitled to these benefits because they were around Agent Orange, but apparently Congressman Miller from Florida doesn't think so. I'll be back in with more right after this. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Dr. Linda Van Eldick, a biomedical scientist supported by the American Health Assistance Foundation. I'm dedicated to educating the public because it's important for all of us to understand this debilitating disease. I conduct research aimed at discovering new and effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease. This is critical because every 70 seconds, someone in America is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's more than 1,000 people a day. Preliminary data show that exercise, a healthy diet, and keeping your mind active may help reduce your risk. At our website, ahaf.org, experts will answer your questions and address your concerns. Find out about promising research the foundation funds and learn how to live with or care for someone with the disease. Call 1-800-437-2423 or go to ahaf.org for a free brochure on understanding Alzheimer's disease. That's 1-800-437-2423.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Hi, I'm Erica Borgren, Iraq veteran and director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Our mission is to empower veterans and their families to thrive. Our agency is home to a team of veterans whose sole job is to help other veterans. But we can't do this work alone. We need Illinois veterans to stand up and be counted so we can better understand and serve our veteran community. You have already stood up to answer the call to service. Now, stand up and be counted to help the entire veteran community. Visit veterans.illinois.gov.
I am thoroughly confused this morning.
You don't know what's going on.
Even on a good day, I don't know what's going on.
That's
so
true.
What the heck, you know? So
we're all over the map.
Lincoln retired.
I know. I saw your cane over here today and no puppy with him.
Oh.
You know what? He needed to retire like 2 weeks after you got him. He was just...
He wanted to be a doggy.
He didn't want to work.
You want to see a comedy act, though.
Okay.
You have to come in and watch me work with a cane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I will just make you laugh. It is just the most hideous thing in the world.
Well, you typically work with guide dogs.
You know what? I got one like 6 months after I went blind.
Yeah, right.
And it's been 20 years since I've really worked with a cane.
Right.
And I veer to the right.
Oh.
I'm just a terrible driver. And I'm a shoreliner.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
What that means is I got to stick near a wall or a fence or something so I know where the hell I'm going.
Oh, well.
I'm so pathetic.
Are you getting a... You're not.
Oh, yes, I'm getting a new dog.
Okay. Is it in the works?
It's in the works.
Okay.
And please, dear Lord, please let the match come soon because I can't take this too long.
Oh,
I'm going to get gray hair.
How long...
Shh, don't quiet.
I know. Shh.
Don't say a word.
Don't say anything. No words came out
Go
of my
ahead.
Mouth. How long does the wait typically last?
It doesn't. I'm asking for some really specific stuff this time.
Okay.
You remember Abner?
Of course I do.
I'm asking for Abner all over again.
You want a second Abner.
I want another Abner.
Clone Abner's DNA.
Yep.
I'll wait.
Yep.
Wait till the science comes through.
And I don't care if it's a male or it's a female. So long as it has the temperament and the concentration and intelligence level that Abner had.
He was such a special boy.
Oh.
He had my heart so much.
I think about him and I want to tear up.
I'm sure.
Because he's so special.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I know.
He's sitting on my shelf in the base, in the family room now.
Oh, good.
You know, so he's always around.
Good.
You know, and they say you feel things.
Yeah.
Certain people feel things, you know, from
the afterlife.
From the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved into this house. And I had gotten this nice new bedroom set and everything. And I heard, I heard the jingle of a collar. And Lincoln was already in bed.
Wow.
And then I felt this, somebody else get on.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's amazing.
It was Abner.
Oh, Abner moved in.
He's traced me all the way to Florida and back.
Oh, he's still by your side.
Well, I'm gonna tear up here.
You are, sweetheart. Okay. I've never seen you tear up before.
It's time for.
Oh, even when he passed away, you didn't get emotional.
Oh, you were there.
Well, not in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll do your thing.
Okay,
will you?
I'm doing it. Okay. Oh, I cannot. Like, I have to just turn it off. All right. So we're talking about vanilla bean ice cream today. So we're going simple. We're going to, which is good because then you can add whatever you want to it. You don't have
I guess you're right.
Like,
yeah.
Last week we did banana ice cream, which if you don't like banana, you wouldn't like that. You know,
right.
So this way you can just start from a very simple base and you can add to it. So to make our vanilla bean coconut ice cream, again, these are all vegan recipes. We're going to do 2 14-ounce cans of full fat coconut milk. Now I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is the coconut milk that you find in the Asian aisle of your grocery store.
Right.
And you can get it at any grocery store. You don't have to go to a specialty grocery store. So any grocery store will have this. You can use light coconut milk, but it's not going to be as creamy or nice of a texture.
Or taste is good.
Yeah. Actually, the author of this one says it might taste like coconut flavored like paste. So don't, you know.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like we said, if you're going to do ice cream, just go for it. Go for the full fat because it's going to taste much better. And then we're going with 1/2 cup of organic cane sugar, 3 tablespoons of melted coconut oil, or you can also sub another mild flavored oil like olive oil or something. You can do a pinch of sea salt. That is optional if you kind of like that sweet and salty flavor.
Sure.
And then to get the real vanilla-y taste, you can do a vanilla bean pod, split it, and then scrape out the vanilla seeds. Or you can do 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla powder. And then additionally, you'll do 2 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes, darling.
Could you put, with the vanilla, where was I going with this in my mind at the time when you were mentioning it? I was thinking about vegan. and how vegan fit in here, and the fact that you don't use regular milk from cows or things.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. So I just go with the non-dairy. Yep. I don't know if this recipe would work with dairy milk or if it's been modified.
Can you put nuts in it?
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever you want to. Right.
Whatever you want to. That's the beauty of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So nuts, chocolate chips, fruit. Like if you want to mix raspberries into it. I mean, come on. The options are endless.
Oh, raspberries, blueberries.
So good, right? Blackberries.
Oh, strawberries.
Oh, my gosh. All good. All of it.
It's dying and coming back to tell about it,
It is so much so. So the day or night before you want to serve it, you place your ice cream. So this is I'll do an ice cream mixer version and then a non-ice cream mixer version. So put your churning bowl in the freezer to properly chill all the ice cream. To chill the bowl. And then the following day, add the coconut milk, the organic cane sugar, the coconut oil, sea salt, the vanilla bean, and the vanilla extract.
Now, let me ask you, put the bowl in empty.
Put the bowl in empty in the freezer to chill the bowl.
Good.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for clarifying that. You can add more cane sugar if you want more sweetness, but you don't have to.
Right.
So blend all of that together in a high-speed blender. Add the mixture to a chilled ice cream maker and churn, according to the instructions of the ice cream maker itself, for about 45 minutes. So it should look like soft-serve ice cream when you're done with it. Once it's churned, you can transfer the ice cream to a large freezer-safe container and just spoon to smooth the top. Once it's in the freezer, again, you cover it securely and freeze for at least 4 to 6 hours or until firm, and then set out for about 5 to 10 minutes before serving, just to soften it a bit.
Sure.
So the non-ice cream maker version is you can add the chilled mixture to a freezer-safe container and freeze it.
Right.
But once every hour, you have to remove it from this freezer and stir or whisk it to incorporate air into it. So that gives it that nice, airy texture.
Sure.
So you're going to have to do that once an hour for 6 to 8 hours and then continue freezing until it's completely firm.
So this is something you'd prepare a day ahead of...
Exactly. So it's going to take some time to freeze and firm up for several hours prior to serving it. If you do it without the ice cream maker, it won't be as creamy, but it'll still taste real good. And then, like we keep saying, you can add your, whatever your taste is to it. You can do chocolate chips or peanut butter or berries or nuts or whipped cream or whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
the world is your oyster.
And as usual, this recipe, as well as the other ones that we had the last couple of weeks, will be on our Facebook page, which is
Lighthouse Beacon.
And then also on the
Twitter. Our handle there is Lighthouse Beacon as well.
So you'll be able to have the copy of the recipe, and then you'll be able to try it at home and see what you like. You think of it,
There you go.
Just don't throw any at the radio if you don't like it.
Please don't.
No, please.
Well, it's your radio, so what do I care?
Well, yeah, that's true. What the heck?
Exactly. Do what you got to do.
Exactly.
There you go.
Stick around. Tom's Corner is coming up.
That smells good.
Well, look who came out of his man cave.
Game must be over.
Oh, babe, just checking on you. And dinner.
Well, your summer clock is fast. It's going to be a while. How about some celery?
Nah, that's rabbit food. There must be something good in here.
Well, why don't you... why don't you...
You okay?
Oh,
honey!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke. Many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk. But it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Every day, PACE is helping more and more people with disabilities take control of their day.
My friends change plans a lot, which was tough because my rides had to be booked a day before. One day, I figured out how easy it was to put my wheelchair onto regular PACE buses. Since then, I haven't missed out on any pickup games. Yesterday, I had 10 rebounds.
Freedom means being able to go wherever I want, when I want. Before, things like missing an ingredient for a recipe or other unexpected errands were a real pain to figure out. Once I learned my service dog Nola was welcome aboard Pace Fix routes, we've been riding ever since.
Hi, I'm Bridget Brown. If you're anything like me, it drives you nuts when you feel like you're missing out on things. Now I make plans in the middle of the day without even thinking twice about it. thanks to the Pace Bus.
When you're ready to take control of your day, visit PaceBus.com or call 847-364-PACE. Pace, connecting communities.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home to spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You know, it does make sense to be able to just use the vanilla.
Yeah.
And to go into the other stuff.
I mean,
too,
you can make it whatever you want. You could even add mint extract or, you know, I mean, then you make it like a chocolate chip and mint chocolate chip. See, whatever you want. Whatever you want to do.
That's good.
Yeah, just don't add green food coloring.
Who?
Green food coloring.
Why? Don't you like green ice cream?
No, not food coloring is so bad for you. Like the
artificial food coloring.
Dye.
Yeah, no, coloring. No, I understand.
Yeah, don't add the color to it. Just natural white fresh mint ice cream.
Well, listen, if you want something vanilla,
yeah,
we have got it for you now.
Yes,
because Mr. Tom Persky is here, and he's going to be telling us about the latest technology.
Yes,
the road shows and everything else, and to anchor him down. And to make sure that he stays within the time limits on the program is Mr. Brian, our own Mr. Brian
Mars.
Hawkins. That's right.
That's right.
The star of the Tom Persky's My Corner segment. And I guess we should, since that music is playing,
should
head up the street and stop into Tom's Corner with Brian Hawkins.
Hello, gang. Brian Hawkins here again with Tom's Corner. And good morning, Tom. How are you?
Brian Hawkins, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good.
And today, this is an interesting show. You have some positive messages that you want to send.
Well, yeah. I'm really kind of in a feisty mood, actually.
That's good. Feisty's good.
And I'm thinking about all the people that we help. And I'm also thinking about all the people that we help that I see are in a tiny little box and have lost their vision and or have continued to lose vision slowly over time. You know, we're all about here helping people with who are visually impaired or blind. And it's just kind of amazing to me that people, you know, it's natural to want to take the easy way out, I think, you know. It's natural sometimes to not accept the fact that you now have a disability or a handicap, right? And so what I see happen is that people who are going through that process are pushing those ideas and things away. They're not bringing that into their thinking. And so when we talk about, like on this show, many new products or many new ways to, for instance, read a book, I can probably talk about 10 different ways to do that. A lot of people say, well, no, I don't want to do it that way. Or, no, I don't want to do it that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I want to challenge people to, and especially those of you like me who have been visually impaired for a long time, when you hear us talking about different products on this show or this different ways to access information, you know, going from the old days, the tower computer on your desk, and then we sort of went for a while to the laptop, a more mobile way. Now we have technology with tablets. Now we have tablets that actually integrate apps that will actually read out loud for you so that you can access your print and your writing checks and your tablet all on something as big as a sheet of paper that weighs 2 pounds or less that you can take from the kitchen table to the to your desk, to a meeting, to on vacation with you. I mean, these things are not even heard of even a year or two ago. The one I'm thinking of right now is called the Prodigy Connect 12. The Prodigy Connect 12 just uses an off-the-shelf Samsung tablet to read with.
Right.
And so here's an opportunity for people to, you know, a lot of people call and they say, you know, I have this big, giant CCTV that takes up half of my desk and it weighs about 40 pounds. And what do I do with it? It's starting to go bad.
Right.
So I'm saying, let's think about that would be one idea. Another idea might be this little Orcam camera. I had a young man, 33 years old, the other day, who lost his vision due to a severe car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Within 3 minutes, he was reading a book. And he just couldn't believe it because he was still, it was a recent injury to him. And so he was really thinking, oh, there's probably not going to be any hope. The doctors looked at his eyes, they looked at magnifying glasses, and he could not read with them. And so here, in a few minutes, just by putting on these glasses, lifting up the book and hitting one button, takes a picture of the page, reads it out loud, he was ready to jump out of his seat, you know. And so the hope that we can give to people is there. But I just think sometimes that people have sort of stuck their mind in a box. And I want people to understand that there's so much more to help out there. There's so many things that maybe accessing a smartphone, people hear about that. Well, why should I even think about an iPhone? Because there's so many things an iPhone can do nowadays. It can tell you the weather. They can,
right.
You can get an app to read a page of print that costs $99. I mean, these are all new things, that new ways to do things. Yeah, but I think it's hard. It's still hard for people to accept the fact that they have this disability now,
right.
And they don't really want to embrace it. And especially older people who, you know, they're not all your life. You don't really think of yourself as having a disability, and now all of a sudden you're confronted with that. And so the loss of vision due to like macular degeneration or diabetes, glaucoma, and so forth can really stunt a person for a while, but it doesn't have to stunt them for a long period of time. And I think that's the really good news.
Yeah, that sounds like great news.
Yeah.
There's so many things out there nowadays. And what do you see in the future as far as technology? Is it going to get cheaper? Is it going to...
The cheaper part is going to be interesting, the smaller for sure. You know, being able to put something in your pocket, being able to have a little camera that is smaller than a cigarette that attaches to your glasses. All these things are going to be duplicated by other companies around the world. So what I see is the competition is going to offer more competition. Maybe the prices will come down a little bit, although for the company that makes these products, their hardest thing is to find the people who need them. And so they have to have a distribution method to find the people, which costs money. And because it's sort of a niche marketplace, the prices will always be somewhat higher than they really need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
right.
somebody disrupts this. No one's ever disrupted this whole channel of visually impaired people by, let's say, a retailer like Best Buy or some other kind of group that would just Amazon to decide, oh, we're going to sell visual aids direct to people. When that happens, that'll change a lot of things, but it may not happen for a long time, you mm-hmm. know. So that's one thing that's kind of interesting. The other thing I see is you've got one thing that reads out loud. You've got a smartphone that does this or that. But I don't see these different, like the Eastside Eyewear from Canada. All these products are really cool, but I don't see them all coming together. So you got one product that does 5, 6, 7 different things. We're still in the age where the Orcam only reads out loud. The Eastside only gives you a visual picture. why not combine, you know, why not combine these things and have everything in one device? And I think that's going to come down the road in the next couple of years.
You think manufacturers are open to that? Do you think they have a...
No, I think they're not. I think the competition is too great sometimes, you mm-hmm. know. And so, again, there's going to have to be somebody that disrupts the whole system by either inventing something, you know, completely new and different that incorporates all this technology. Someone's going to do it. I don't know who it would be, but maybe it'll be me.
Yeah, you can write a paper on convergence.
Right.
And put the bug out there.
So, yeah, so living with vision impairment is my challenge every day, and I know it's hard, and I tell people that too. You know, I talk a good game a lot of times, right. And so, but I know it's a struggle, but we just want to let people know that there are many new ways to do things, and if you haven't sat down with one of our staff, we go to your home, we actually demonstrates a lot of these products. We support what we sell. We train people, you know. So there's an advantage of buying things from us that maybe no other center offers. We stand behind it if there's a repair or something needed down the road. So please consider us. And look on our website, lighthousetoolsforliving.com, lighthousetoolsforliving.com, and you'll see lots of new things there.
All right, then you can go to the website, because I'm not sure, is inventory still going on at the store? Or
yes, so this week the store will be closed, so don't call this week. But if you want to call at any other time, it's 1-800-919-3375. Okay. 1-800-919-3375.
And is that the same for Glenview as well?
Now, Glenview is 847-510-6200. 847-510-6200. We're going to be talking in the near future about some expansion of our low vision services there. I think we're increasing the amount of time we and doctors that we'll have.
All right.
And I think we're going to be talking about that for Northwest Indiana, also increasing some of the time that we spend there. So lots of good things coming up within a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're always on the road up. What are the upcoming dates?
So the Glenview, July 12th is our next show, and that's from 10 in the morning till 3. It's an open house. Feel free to come and see all the different products that are out there. Our Glenview location, Chicago Lighthouse North, is 222 Waukegan Road, right across from Jennings Chevrolet. So it's easy to find.
Oh, okay.
If you take the train, you can actually take the Milwaukee District North Line from the city and get off at the station called Golf, and it's a block and a half away. So that's kind of a neat thing if you live in the city and you've never been to Glenview. So we're looking forward to that. And August 17th, we are going to be in Merrillville, Indiana, and that will be a 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock open house show. So those are two big ones coming up in July and August.
All right.
Yep.
That works just great. Thanks very much. He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
Simplify your life by opening a My Social Security account. What's My Social Security? It's a secure online account that allows you immediate access to your personal Social Security information. During your working years, you can use My Social Security to view your Social Security statement, to check your earnings record and see estimates of the future retirement, disability, and survivor benefits you and your family may receive. If you receive benefits, you can get a benefit verification, check your benefit and payment information, change your address and phone number, and even change your direct deposit information. Open a My Social Security account today and simplify your life. Just visit www.socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. While you're online, check out all the other things you can do at www.socialsecurity.gov.
1.4 million people in Illinois who really want to work can't. Financially, it doesn't make sense for them. You see, if they were employed, they'd lose Medicaid health coverage, and private insurance is almost impossible to get. This is the reality for people with disabilities. Meet Anna. She's single with severe diabetes. Anna couldn't work because no employer would provide health insurance, and she had to keep her income low enough for Medicaid. But now there is a solution for Anna, a state program called Health Benefits for Workers with Disabilities. Anna can enroll in HBWD and get full health care benefits, even working part-time. If this sounds like someone you know, call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com to learn more about health insurance for working individuals with disabilities. Move beyond your disability and take control. Call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com today.
Out of town, aren't you?
I'm in Los Angeles right now, actually, as we speak.
Los Angeles.
The magic of technology.
That's right, absolutely.
Yes, taking the kids to Disneyland.
Why? Once you've been to Disney World, you don't want to go to Disneyland.
Well, because my family has a tradition where my grandfather took all of the grandkids to Disneyland when they turned 5.
Okay.
And so my mom is now reinstating that tradition with my son and my nephew, Finn.
Okay.
So she wanted to take the boys to Disneyland, and then we're just bringing my daughter as well. So it'll be fun.
Oh, she's just kind of tagging along for the fun.
My daughter is, yeah. Come on to Disneyland, kids.
Well, we've got a profile show coming up because it's going to be the 4th of July weekend next week.
That's correct.
And then we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. Thanks to Dr. Janice Slick, our executive director at the Chicago Lighthouse. Also,
Mr. B. Hawkins,
Dad.
B. Money Hawkins.
The man who can do anything you ask him to do.
He can do no wrong.
He could build a carburetor in your nose.
I think he could.
He's very, very good. And, of course, our own Sandra Marilla.
Yes.
We love that girl, and she is starting full-time, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations to her. That is wonderful.
We're going to talk to her about that.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
We'll see what's going on with
that.
So that's going to do it for us. The Mighty House Gang is coming up next. You have yourself a wonderful week and a great holiday next weekend. I'm Bill Zurich.
I'm Lainey Cleveland.
From Los Angeles, that is.
Los Angeles, California.
That's right. And we'll see you back here on the Beacon.